Davis. Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
A Gao Media Station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Travis, and Nick till 4. Two in the books, one to go. And fellas, you pretty much realize at this point in our lovely existence on ESPN 97.5 that Kurt Lowe now has a warm seat in an outhouse next to the garage, somewhere in the backyard.
But it's close to the living room, though.
But I'm saying, he's not even in the building.
He's not, right? Not yet.
So the fact of the matter is, and Ike even chimed in and goes, I knew exactly what you were going with there, and I could have answered that question because Ike listens every day.
Yeah. Best show in the nation didn't get him in the building? That comment didn't get him in the building?
Nope.
Couldn't tell us where Falwell Brothers were.
No. And then he's playing the handicap card again, saying he's handicapped because he just got done with major surgery and stuff like that.
Major surgery, yeah.
I didn't want to get that far into it, but I know he's had quite a recovery, and I've you know, sent prayers his way and been checking on him. But the fact of the matter is, when you come without being prepared to our show, you take a step back, not a step forward.
No question. So,
therefore, you are in the outhouse. And therefore, you've mentioned homosexuals, and we've mentioned the living room, now, and we've mentioned the Packers. So essentially, we have the trifecta for success, and we're all very pleased, and there's only one person that wouldn't be. Sean, you are next on the call, and you want to talk about NBA officiating.
NFL.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry, NFL officiating. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. You?
Good, man. Hey, I kind of noticed a trend, and I wanted to get you guys' opinion on it. You know, you got these teams that are saying that these other teams are supposedly cheating, like, you know, the Giants saying that the Steelers deflated the balls again. But then the very next week, you got the Giants using walkie-talkies on the sidelines, which apparently is supposed to be illegal in the NFL. You're not supposed to do that. But then I want to also ask about the officiating, because I also noticed that, you know, officials lately have been calling the penalties on the wrong players. Or just like yesterday when Odell, basically the ball was incomplete. I know it was only a 4-yard pass and no one challenged it, but that's a flat-out incomplete pass, but they call it a completion. I mean, my question is, guys, do you think this is becoming a problem in the NFL? And if it is, what do you think the NFL should do to fix the problem? Thanks, guys.
I'll tell you this. Look at no further than your own game and one of the best officials of all time, Ed Hockley, who called it a touchdown.
Touchdown, yeah.
And then had to be corrected on the pass with pass interference to say it was an incomplete pass, therefore it's a first down. And by the way, something's wrong. Either his shipments got messed up or he's not lifting his heart.
Because
the guns, axe and sledge are not the hammers they once were for Ed Hockley.
But I think Hockley's just getting old, man. Hockley was always old. Either that or, like you said, he was always old. Or them tee shots. them testosterone boosters aren't coming in the way they used to. But he's getting a little small. But I mean, everybody, they mess up all the time, man. They're humans, man. They are what they are, and that's why it's the crew of them to try to get it right.
But overall, this has been a really bad year.
It's been a bad year for officiating. It definitely has been a bad year for officiating. But it's been a bad year for officiating. You can say the same thing about Major League Baseball. Every day is a bad day for them.
Yeah.
I mean, because everybody got their own strike zones. Everybody, you know, it's just. So you can say the same thing about all.
But I'm just saying, because
sports.
In a year where ratings are down for TV in the NFL, people are saying the product has been watered down.
The product has been watered down. But,
right. And then on top of it, to have a bad year in officiating is not helping anybody. When you look at all the bad calls, the referee, it escapes me. He had such a bad game a few weeks ago in the Seattle game with the Richard Sherman stuff. They had to go back after the fact and apologize and say they got it wrong and that he's, you know, got to go through training and whatever. Fans don't want to hear that.
They
just want to know that what you see is what you believe and the calls are right on the field, and they're having a hard time doing that.
Well, here's what they don't understand is that outside of the replay booth, outside
Walt Anderson,
yeah,
thank you.
And outside of the replay booth, they don't realize how fast the game is actually going. Yeah, it's good to watch it on TV in 1080p or in high def. It looks
4K
or whatever it's in. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, it just it's easy for them to watch stuff that way because now the game slows down for them. But when you're actually on the field, it's going 100 miles an hour, and they it's hard for them to keep. I think that's why the officiating, they're trying right now. The NFL has been trying for the last few years. The NFL, NFLPA, they've collaborated the last few years to try to get former players to be officials. They've been doing this.
That's why the NBA went to Haywood Workman, Leon Wood, ex-NBA players,
because
get involved in the game because they understand the speed.
They understand the speed. They understand
what to look for.
Exactly. Yep. So the NFL and NFLPA, I will say, to their credit, they've been trying to get former players to get us signed up, get us in the building, get us taught, get us trained, and get us on the field to be able to learn.
Us. Does this mean that you're going to be?
No, I'm just saying former players.
Are you going to consider being a referee?
No.
Thank goodness. Okay.
No. But
how much blame do you put on technology? Because you looked at the game yesterday and Hunt fumbled the ball into the end zone and they didn't have a video angle to make the call. They couldn't see who recovered the ball.
A definitive answer to who recovered
the ball.
Yeah, I blame blame some of that on technology because I think Bill Belichick said the same thing a couple years ago was, we have all this money. We have all these cameras. We need to put them in the right angle so we catch everything. There should be nowhere on the field that is out of the line of sight.
And to your point, I think officiating professional sports is the toughest job that there is.
No question.
And it's a thankless job because no matter what you do, someone's going to think you got it wrong. And having been blessed to be a part of the broadcasting department of the NBA for 23 years almost, every year when we went to broadcasting meetings in New York, all the broadcasters would go and the directors of broadcasting. And one whole day was spent with NBA officials who go to ref camp every year to evaluate themselves, the rule book, to look at plays. And then they would put us into a session along with the ref sitting right next to us and say, call this play real time, full speed here. And we would be like, it's tough. So then they'd say, well, let us slow it down for you. Now make the call. And granted, they took some pretty tough plays. But at the end of the day, every official in that room knew exactly what the call was. And we were sitting there. And then, to make matters worse, they would play the audio of one of us making a play or making a call saying, what a bad call. That was terrible. They didn't get it right. And then looking at the review and going, yeah, they did.
And
they're doing it at full speed, real time, with no replay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's impressive what they do.
It's very impressive. I mean, the speed of the game, and even when you say they make them go to the like the camp to where they're learning, yeah, and they get to, basically, I'm guessing, they ref a bunch of games and all that stuff. Well, that's the thing. Football, you can't do that. Not in the NFL.
That's true. You can't duplicate that sport.
You can't duplicate the speed. You can't duplicate the angles that you have to watch. You can't duplicate any of that. So that's why it's a little bit harder. Now, you know, you're a basketball ref. You can go to a big time college basketball,
summer league,
and still get that same experience. But in the NFL, there's nothing like it. Nothing. So I think that's the tricky part is where do you close that gap between the learning curve and actually what's going on?
It's a great point. It's something to consider when next time you want to bash officiating, because the fact of the matter is it's a thankless job. And it's probably one of the toughest jobs on the planet, because with the naked eye, the way they call a game and are expected to get it right,
it's phenomenal.
It's really tough.
And I think when you brought up the ratings, I think the election was the only reason why the ratings were down. I think when you talk about some of the other games that have been played since.
Can I give you something else?
Yeah.
When you start having to factor in a Thursday night game, and those games are dog games.
Yeah.
Thursday nights and Monday nights this year have been some of the worst competitive games on the planet.
They have been.
Normally, they make sure that every national TV game is a competitive game. Divisional games this year, like coming up, I think they have Jacksonville and Tennessee, and everybody's
I think that's a game you've got to bounce, and you got to say, you know what? Let's find another team. Let's find another team that wants to play on that Thursday
or
game.
Or a bigger game,
and just say, you know what? I think you got to find somebody.
It's so tough, because what if you're doing, say, Green Bay, right, and you want to flex them to a night game? Do you realize that if it's -2 during the day, what it's going to be like when the sun goes down?
Yeah, it's a part of the game, though.
Yeah, but the way the schedule was when it first came out, you could accept it because the sun would be out and it would be tolerable. At night, when it drops down like to -10, that's tough to do, man.
Yeah.
But for a game that means something?
But it's still football.
That's true. I get it.
It's still football.
It's a phenomenal song by Stevie Wonder, by the way. 3:13 in the afternoon. Plenty of show to get to. We're going to step away for a couple minutes. Come back with a lot more to say. Nick, you're an MMA guy. You're a wrestling guy. If this whole thing goes well, are you ready to say, "Oh yeah, the Macho Man"?
Sure, why not?
Oh yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage over here with the great Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you doing?
I gotta say, the hand gestures were like perfect.
Yeah,
you can't see him, but yeah, I bet you can do Donald Trump too. All you gotta do is say, "Step into a Slim Jim," because it's not Randy the Macho Man, it's Tom Savage, and he's starting against Cincinnati. Yeah. We got much more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Huh?
What do they call Disney World?
The happiest place in the world?
Is it the happiest?
The happiest place on Earth?
Yep. Happiest place on Earth? Yeah.
Yeah, why? What about it?
Dr. Dre on 290 said he found a badger at Disney World and sent me a picture of a guy wearing a 15 Wisconsin jersey and asked who number 15 is. Dude, number 15 is your Houston Rockets guy.
Is your
Sam I Am.
Sam
Decker.
I Am.
Sam Decker wore 15 Decker, in Wisconsin, and now his jersey. I'm sending it to Sam right now to make sure he sees that his jersey is large and in charge at the happiest place on Earth. So we were talking about officiating. Talking about the Macho Man. That was a nice little touch.
The Macho Man, Randy.
You guys watch a game last night?
Yeah, part of it. I mean,
I got to tell you something. I got a fantasy thing to tell you about too. But did you see Ezekiel Elliott jump into the Salvation Army jug?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was phenomenal.
Now I'm going to give you the exact stats, but you know, supposedly Jason Garrett was not happy with it, and I don't think it was planned.
But it wasn't. You don't plan to jump into the bucket. He just was excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it was very cool. But when you realize what the announcers were talking about the fact that, you know, that Jerry Jones's daughter, whoever it is that runs the team, huge into the Salvation Army, big time during the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about the impact that had on the nation, okay? Salvation Army got $4 million in ad exposure just by the fact that he did what he did, and $182,000 in the 12 and a half hours after he jumped in the barrel.
That's
amazing.
That is amazing. And I think, but it shows the moving power of NFL athletes.
So this is why I bring this up. So for as watered down as the product has been, and for people saying the ratings are down, the impact that the NFL still has, second to none.
And it just so happened to be probably one of the biggest fan bases in all of the world, mm-hmm, is the Cowboys and the Cowboys brand. I mean, you can go to Africa and kids don't know, they never seen football day in their life, and they got on Cowboy shirts, you know what I mean? Like, they're everywhere. So you got to take that. But I enjoyed them jumping out of
there. Let me put this in perspective for you a little. So it took in $182,000 in the 12 and a half hours after he jumped in the bucket. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation Army Lieutenant Colonel Ron Busrow said that is a 61% increase over the similar time period from Sunday night into Monday last week.
That's big.
That tells you just how big.
Yeah. Very big. And I started laughing because when I saw it, I said, man, it's going to be funny. It's going to be a meme everywhere. But I don't know if you remember Spice Adams played for the Bears for a while. Who else did Spice play for? San Francisco, huh?
Baltimore?
No. He never
not
played
Sam for Sam Adams.
No, not Sam not Adams. Sam. No, Spice Adams.
Okay.
Anthony Adams. Anthony did a meme and did a video with it where he had Ezekiel going into the bucket, but then all of a sudden pops up is George Foster, who played for the Denver Broncos. George Foster was offensive lineman, but George was a scout. He actually won Scout of the Year for St. Louis 2 years ago, but George was a scout, so he had a little walker on at one point, and so he gave him an alter ego called Delroy Preston. If you at home put the hashtag Delroy Preston in there, and I promise you on Instagram, it's one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
Okay. So a little homework.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones, by the way, I guess looking past the 15-yard penalty, said, let's give Zeke credit for it. It certainly is fun. We have those kettles there in the stadium because we do want visibility of reminding everybody, certainly at this time of the year, how doing the most good is putting a dollar in that red kettle. To have gotten that attention in front of probably 20 million or so people last night for the Salvation Army was just wonderful. And the online donations were a welcome surprise for the Salvation Army, because through last week, the donations were down 16% compared with last year when donations totaled a record $150 million. Approximately 6% of the Salvation Army Red Kettle Holiday Campaign donations come online. So they needed the boost. They got it.
They got it.
The only negative is the 15-yard penalty. And again, the NFL is starting to review celebrations and ease up.
The league needs to address it. I think because now we don't want it to be the no fun league. You know what I mean? You don't want it to be to where people don't, like. And I understand there's a lot of people want to appeal to the few fans and say, I can't believe they did this. My child was watching and he thrusted his hips on national TV.
Like Antonio Brown. Yeah, like
shut up. Yeah, that's why we want to tell him, shut up. Because here's the thing. You got to understand, this is a bunch of grown men that get paid to play a kid's game.
Yep.
And if you don't allow them to act as a kid, you know, that's another thing. Like, they always say, act like you've been there before.
Yes.
Act like you've been there before. Well, guess what? It's only 20,000 of us has ever been there before. And yeah. not just that, you got to think, how many guys have ever scored touchdowns in the NFL on Monday night, on Sunday night, just on an average Sunday?
Yeah.
You got to, we thank God every day for that opportunity. Air, yep. Yeah. So, I don't know. Hey, Deucey, your mama wanted you to say hi to her on the radio. She was listening. She was like, where's my child at? I said, he's over here playing video games.
Okay. The kid is like on a 6-foot teddy bear playing his video games. You can just leave him alone for a while.
He's all right, man.
Yeah. Okay, we got about a minute before we hit the break.
He ignored me completely.
Which is what he should do. Blake Griffin, by the way, out 3 to 6 weeks, arthroscopic surgery on his
knee.
Whoa,
didn't
see that. Hurts the clips a little bit. A routine procedure to remove loose bodies from his right knee.
I can see that. It's probably he probably had
one of the 20,000 few that might have loose bodies in their right.
It's probably scar tissue. I mean, scar tissue, yeah. or bone spurs floating around in there. But that brings back, you know, it's a perfect segue into the guys that's missing the bowl game.
I was
game.
Just going to say, God, you know what? Let me do the dirty work. Okay?
I you know what? That tells you
we are on the same page.
We're on
what
the
I was
same page.
Say is, so if it's the rarefied air of 20,000 that play professionally, we also have to talk about a larger number that at least got the ability to play collegiately and play at a high level. I want to ask one of those few, the proud, how they feel about the new trend that is starting to pop up in collegiate sports, in which they are skipping what could be the biggest game of their team's year to look forward to the next jump in their career. See what I did there, Nick? I rhymed and flowed again.
I heard that.
I feel like I'm back in my old days, and I don't ever want to feel that way again. we've got plenty more to talk about, and we'll let you chime in after we give you the full scoop right here, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
We got friends in low places and all over the nation, and those people will be coming to the forefront when we need them.
Yeah, always.
Because we've got good guests on this show.
Always.
I'd point that out. So we were talking before the break. So there's a new fad popping up in college football, and I'm not sure I'm a big fan of it. And it's happening more and more. It started with Leonard Fournette at LSU, who decided he's going to skip his team's bowl game to prepare for the NFL. Now Christian McCaffrey at Stanford has elected to do the same thing. And the few of the proud, Travis Johnson, who was blessed enough to be one of the top two recruited players in the country as a high school senior and then played at Florida State University at a very, very high level, I want your opinion on if you're cool with that. I mean, from a team perspective, in the ultimate team sport, You're in a bowl game. Now, granted, neither one of these teams are competing for a national championship in the Final Four, but I just think it sends a bad message.
No, I'm okay with it. I'm actually okay with it, because when you think about, Fournette is not healthy. I don't think he scratches if he's healthy.
Okay.
I think once you saw that Fournette did it, and then not just that, McCaffrey's been banged up all year, so he's looking at it saying, why would I continue to risk my body if I get hurt? And as much stuff as they have him do over there, then I can see it's I don't want to say it's a pointless game, but neither one of them are playing the New Year's Bowls. Neither one of them are. So why would I jeopardize my future for something? Not only am I not getting paid for, but give somebody else the opportunity.
You're not getting paid for it, but you know you're still getting something for it.
Getting what?
You're getting a college education, I know you're going to discount it, but I'm just saying it is something, and that's, you're getting the stage that has allowed you to get to the next level by playing football on that level and getting the exposure and everything else, and then all of a sudden you're done.
Yeah, because why not? I mean, it's a two-way street. Now, his education at Stanford is probably worth $400,000, you know what I mean, total, probably about $100,000 a year, probably to go to Stanford. I don't know exactly what the amount of money is, but the education he has is priceless. Both his parents went to Stanford. But when you think about what he doesn't get out of the deal, when your school is making millions upon millions.
But don't you agree with me? If we were talking about a team in the Final Four,
nobody would be skipping it. Nobody would skip the Final Four. Even though they wouldn't, to be honest with you, they wouldn't be wrong.
See, I disagree.
I think as a teammate, you sitting there looking at...
As a teammate that isn't going to the NFL, you're going to be offended by that, because this is the end-all, be-all for
but
you.
It's an opportunity for somebody else, and he's giving somebody else that opportunity. But I think being that it's not a Final Four game, I think that's the biggest reason why these guys are skipping.
Right, but it is, for some of these people, it is the pinnacle, because they're not going to play on the next level. So to say that there'd be, I don't think they'd be okay with it. They may handle it with class and not voice it. Some might voice it. But at the same time, if you're in the Final Four or you have a chance to do something special that can never be taken away from you, like win a national championship, even if you may never play on the next level.
That's the difference. And I don't think nobody, I don't think as players, as former players, I think the reason why some of us have issues with it is because we've all done it. You see what I'm saying? We've all played in the bowl games. When I played my bowl game, my Achilles was on fire. And the whole time I'm thinking, please just don't tear my Achilles. Please just don't tear my Achilles. Just let me get through this game so I can go home and I can be all right. You know what I mean? And you got guys, I didn't touch the ball. You got guys that get hit every time they're on the field. Mm-hmm. So it's so much that can go on. And neither one of them are 100% healthy. So now it's, let me get healthy. Let me not have these issues. So I don't blame either one of them for doing what they're doing.
It's an interesting discussion. You can chime in if you want to get in on it. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on text or Twitter. I think a lot of different opinions will vary on this. I just think from the standpoint, and granted, I played in college. I didn't play at the level you played. But I think that in trying to put myself in the position of a teammate and or someone that is experiencing something like that and looking at it from the perspective of, this may be as far as I go, you want to do the best you can do.
Yeah.
And you've been in that team environment the entire year, and then all of a sudden you decide, I'm done. I think it would rub a lot of guys the wrong way. I really do.
I mean, if it did, they weren't your real homies anyway.
Well, here's what Ezekiel had to say on Twitter. All these young guys deciding to skip their bowl games. I would do anything to play one more time with my brothers in that scarlet and gray.
And then he skipped his senior year to go to the NFL.
And he did. He actually responded. He said in a third tweet, and there's a difference between not coming back for your last year and not finishing your last season. So that's from Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, here's the thing. Ezekiel also played for his last two games in Final Four to win a national championship and played another Final Four game to be up for a national championship. So he got to play in two straight playoffs. And so that's not the same. even though if he was banged up, if he was bruised up, and he decided, you know what, I don't think I'm gonna go in this game, nobody would have faulted him. And I think the fact that you got a guy like Christian McCaffrey, whose dad played in the league, mm-hmm. who's still probably very good friends with John Elway.
Oh, of course.
Who's still very good friends with Gary Kubiak, and probably leaned on them for advice. Is saying, "Hey, I got a question about Christian."
I get the fact that if you're not competing for a national championship and you weigh it out, there's too much to lose.
What happens if he gets hurt? What happens if he broke his leg? If somebody came clean across him and broke his leg, then what happened? Everybody in the media will say, well, man, he shouldn't have played in the game. He shouldn't have played in the game. He shouldn't have played in the game. But nobody's going to pay his bills. Nobody's going to sit there and put the millions of dollars that he loses. Nobody's going to put that in his pocket for him. Say, oh, you know what? The school, hey, you played for us and you got hurt. Here, we'll give you the $10 million you just lost. We'll give it to you. Don't worry about it. We'll hand it to you.
I get it.
Nobody's going to do that.
But most of these guys do the Lloyd's of London insurance policy.
Yeah, you do the Lloyd's of London, but it's, I mean, unless you come from fat, like I had Lloyd's of London at $3 million was my insurance, was because based on my first round grade, mm-hmm. I got $3 million at the time. You know what I'm saying? Which mm-hmm. is, they say, all right, if you don't make it, $3 million, I think that was if you were a low first round pick, if you were last pick in the first round, that's what you would get. For your signing bonus, at least. And the thing is, I didn't come from families like now the school will pay for it themselves. The school will actually pay for your insurance. But Peyton Manning had $100 million worth of insurances last year in school. $100 million worth of insurance. I can't figure out. I don't come from no family like that. McCaffrey might, and he does, but some of these kids can't. They don't have that. So if you lose out on that money, that lose out on generational wealth for you and your family.
Talk about getting that money.
Exactly.
Oh, and we've doubled back to that.
And I just, to be honest, I wouldn't ask him to risk it. And as a teammate, if I know this is, especially like you look at Leonard Fournette, where this kid from? This kid from Louisiana, New Orleans. This kid needs that. So I'm not faulting him for not playing.
All right. Well, we'll keep that discussion going because we've got a call that we want to get to in just a minute. I want to take time to tell you about with the holiday season upon us, Gallery Furniture and all the specials they got going on. Trav and I are big Gallery Furniture guys. We believe in Mattress Mack and the products that he puts out there for sale and the quality in which you get from a furniture perspective when you go shopping at Gallery. The Macapedic mattresses are starting at about $19.99. And if you get one, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card free. That is a deal. Saving a lot of money. But of course, Mattress Mack has made a living on saving you money. Save on Made in America solid wood furniture, 2-for-1 recliners and Macapedic sleep sets today. Special store hours open till 10 o'clock tonight, making sure you get what you need for the holidays. And you know what Mac says, buy today, get it tonight, Gallery Furniture. 3 great locations, 1 on Post Oak in the Galleria, 1, the normal location that everybody knows, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, and of course the new unbelievable showroom at Grand Parkway and 99 between Katy and Telfair. It is a phenomenal setup, and rest assured, American-made solid wood furniture. You will never, ever, ever have a problem once you buy this furniture. It will last, it will look great, and you get it at the right price because you get it from Gallery Furniture. And enhance your home with the solid room dining room table set. It's all from Gallery Furniture. You buy today, they deliver today. How about a home theater setup? Just in time for the big football game, they have the largest selection of Made in America leather seating and special order upholstered furniture to fit your home theater exactly how you want it to fit, look exactly how you want it to look, and be right for the big games. Whether it be bowl season or the big game coming up here in Houston, they can set you up because Mattress Mack knows how to do it. As I always tell you, buy today, get it tonight. Absolutely, Gallery Furniture will save you money. And you're pointing at me and my voice is going, but buy today, get it tonight. Gallery really will save you money. I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, no back order, Smith. Buy today, get it tonight. Gallery saved you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson.
powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, gang, before we go any further, it is the holiday season, but it's also the right time for a season of giving. If you have an old car, boat, trailer, RV, running or not, sitting around in your garage, your driveway, in a field somewhere where you know you're planning on selling it, whether it be for scrap or just trying to get rid of it, I got an idea that's going to be a lot better for you because you're going to get a great tax deductible deduction for making the donation. And also, you're going to make a difference in a child's life. It's called the Houston Canned Cars for Kids program. It's a phenomenal program here locally, obviously, where the program reaches out to kids in the Houston area that may not have taken care of their first chance to make a good impression and get an education, but they're looking for a second chance so they can do what's right and make something in their lives, and they need your help. All you do is look around and see that boat, RV, trailer, motorcycle, car, and you call Cars for Kids. 713-225-4226, or you go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You let them know that you got a vehicle, a trailer, something that needs to be picked up and donated, and they do the rest. They do all the paperwork, and they process it. They call you and say they're going to come tow it away, no matter what you have, and take care of the details. They're going to do everything that they have to do, and they're going to give you the tax deduction. And it's all so that they can make a difference in child's lives. Because what they do is they take the donation that you give them, and you translate that into money for books, money for glasses, money for bus fare, money for a hot meal, anything that these kids need to enhance their educational opportunities so that they can get an education and make something of their lives. That's what Houston Can's Cars for Kids program, and it only works because of you. So please look around. See if you see a vehicle or a working or not car, boat, RV, anything that you have that can make a difference, and call 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com, and be sure you mention you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. As always, right off the car. Not the kid. Holiday season's upon us, Trap. A lot of people chiming in now on this. We started about skipping the bowl games. Willis McGahee is one that people will bring up because of how what a tragic interview. Thank God it worked out for him in the end. Jalen Smith. Kid from Notre Dame was going to be a top five pick as a linebacker.
Yeah.
Blew everything out in the bowl game.
Yeah, ends up going to Dallas, and that's why that's
a steal of a pick if he's able to get back where he was.
And I think that's what made it even more ironic about Ezekiel's comments was that one of his teammates it cost him at least $20 million. At least Jalen Smith, when he got hurt, it cost him at least $20 million.
Yeah, because he was going to be a surefire top five first round pick.
No question.
I think he went like
he went top of the second round to the Cowboys.
Okay, so at least he went second round.
He ended up, I think his contract was 4 years, $4 million guaranteed, I think, but he had 4 years, $6.5 million.
It's like Miles Jack. Miles Jack was playing both ways for UCLA. They were getting every ounce they could out of him. And he ends up tearing up his knee, and luckily still got drafted.
But
Jacksonville, but could have been even higher, a higher pick had he not gotten hurt. So it's a fine line that we're tiptoeing here, and it's one definitely worthy of some discussion because you can see it both ways. Nick, we've got a call on hold.
Selwyn
wants to talk about NCAA football players. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell me. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead. What do you got to say on the NCAA football players?
Yeah, on the NCAA, I was a collegiate player and a professional player as well. And I agree. I don't have a problem with those guys missing the game. You guys talked a lot about the injury risk. That's always there. But the way the NFL is structured, even though, like you said, Joel, it's the ultimate team sport,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of like an independent contractor. You're marketing yourself. You talked about the differential if you get hurt. I think it's a big risk for guys that's already been playing hurt. And then the second part, I think the coaches do it all the time. If they get a better opportunity, you know, they're afforded the right to move on and make more money, and the players don't. So I'll be quiet and listen to you guys' comments.
That's a great call, Stella.
Yeah,
really good take right there.
And I think that was exactly what I've been saying. And when you think about,
maybe I should revisit how complimentary I was to the call.
Oh no,
that's what I'm saying.
But he kind of hinted towards the coaches. They get to
fly by night, baby. They can be here today and gone tomorrow.
Gone here today, gone tomorrow. But and you get to leave. Some of them coaches that are going for looking for other jobs get to leave and go search for other jobs during the bowl game. Some of them leave right now and don't even coach in the bowl game for jobs that pay them more money, opportunities better. So why would I not? Why would I not give my? Why would I not do what I want to do with what I? The only thing I can't control.
It's a good point. It's a question that we can kick around. We're getting short on time, so it's definitely something we can roll over. But I definitely want to get Travis's opinion on it because it's something that's going to be discussed more and more as people look at this situation, especially if it continues to happen. If McCaffrey has joined up now to be the next in line after Fournette, what does that say for your boy at Florida State?
Me and my friends had this the same discussion the other day. Was
because again,
exactly. We said, how is it? He said, I would be pissed if Dalvin Cook pulled out just because I know it'll probably cost us the game. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I couldn't be too mad. But I think the fact that it's against Michigan, I think the fact that it's the game still holds something as far as where we finish in the rankings, and I think that's one of the reasons why I think he does it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it all comes down to the magnitude of the bowl game that you're playing in and where your team is in the season. Because I would hope that if the game meant something, and particularly if it was a situation where you were in the Final Four, that you would end up playing in that game. Because I hate to see guys letting their teammates down because of the bond in the locker room and the once in a lifetime that some of these guys aren't going to play on the next level.
Yeah, I don't see how you could skip a Final Four game.
Yeah, you're not going to skip a Final Four game, but if it's not a Final Four game, no.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. Like, I have no problem with them skipping the bowl games. Like, I'm totally for it. And I think the last caller, I forgot his name, made a good point on the
Selwyn.
Coaches.
Selwyn.
Yeah, Selwyn. I mean, if the coaches have that opportunity, why don't the students? Why don't the student athlete have that be afforded that opportunity? I'm all for it, man.
Trev, it's also the season of giving. It's the holiday season, and I wanted to get you something that no one else could get you.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked long and hard, and I found it.
What'd you find?
I finally found what I got you for the holidays, and that is I have found the opportunity to tell you that Jimbo Fisher has signed an extension with Florida State, and he will not be going anywhere.
That right there is the best gift you can give me. Outside of my young boy here, that's the best gift you can give me.
See, and I knew you'd be happy with that, so I wanted to make sure that we made that point crystal clear to
you. On
air. It is out on air. Jimbo Fisher staying at Florida State, signs an extension, not going anywhere else, NFL or otherwise. So at least there's someone that's staying and is going to participate in the bowl game from a coaching perspective, as opposed to what we may be facing, which is a new trend that may be coming up sooner rather than later, where guys skip bowl games and maybe coaches start looking for their next opportunity before the season's even over.
Exactly.
Interesting to see, because it hits close to home when Paul Christ, is the head coach of Wisconsin, is supposedly a candidate for the Rams job, which I had just heard.
He is. I mean, they're trying. They got to make a splash. Somehow make a somewhat of a splash.
He doesn't make the splash.
And he doesn't do it.
No. You need a John Gruden, a Jim Harbaugh. You need someone that carries a big-time name, that fits in Hollywood, that realizes that if you win, you can be the cat's meow
out there in L.A. if you can do it.
But if you come in and everybody go, who? That's not a good start.
That's not a good start at all.
Then if you run a middle school offense, the writing's on the wall.
No question.
And if you tick off Eric Dickerson, you've really done something that you're going to regret.
No question.
Yeah.
But Dickerson, he looked real happy this morning.
Yeah, but you know what? That's because he's not wearing rec specs anymore. Jason wants to chime in with exactly what you said, by the way, on Twitter. Tell Travis Florida State isn't winning the game without Dalvin Cook. They're not winning the game with Dalvin Cook.
Hey.
Notice Jason sent it to just me.
Yeah, see, he wasn't going
to
tell me that.
I'm going to send it to you.
Hey, send it to me.
Yes, I will. And then I will allow you and Jason to kibitz, and I'm sure it doesn't have to be PG at that point.
At all.
And I love it because I get to witness it.
Hey, you know what? Thank you.
Deuce? Thank you. Deuce, tell your mom hi.
Hi, Mom.
You tell your sister hi.
Hey, Moni.
Tell Houston happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Tell them who you are.
I'm Travis Johnson.
Or otherwise known as?
Deucey.
Deucey. Lucy Deucey and the rest of the Cruzy says thank you for listening to another successful show that we do Monday through Friday. My name's on the title, but it would be nothing without you guys.
With our family.
We go trap shooting at point blank range.
Pew, pew.
There you go. I don't know where that sound effect came from. Quick Nick always doing everything to spin the dials and make it right. and you guys, the listeners, who make it all worthwhile every single day. In a season of giving, we want to say thanks for giving us the opportunity to bring you great sports radio every single Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., and it's now time to put the prevent away and get ready for the Blitz. Fred and AJ are next, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.